Good morning. 8:35 a.m. on Monday, November the 9th, 2015. It's a nice morning. It's a chilly morning. Lots of blue sky, lots of high thin clouds. I'm hurrying against the clock. It's 8:35, which means I have 25 minutes to do this 20-minute walk before the alarm goes off and interrupts me. So, yeah, I should be fine. But I'm not lingering. I'm trying to get this done. Yesterday was a 3,000-word day. Most of it was I'm not sure what it is. It's just sort of like spinning the story, trying to get it moving. I went through today and put in the actual dates I need. Something happened in the story that gave me a firm date. And so I spent this morning backfilling the dates for the chapters that have already happened and then extrapolating them forward to where the story is now. Honestly, I have no idea how this is going to come out, which is part of the thrill of it. I've had almost a cup of coffee and a leftover blueberry pancake. I need something more substantial for breakfast. I'm a tad peckish, which is not unusual, particularly this time of day. So yeah, off we go. The sale on the first three books of shares goes through, apparently goes through tonight. I thought it ended at midnight on the 9th. Apparently it goes through the day on the 9th and will end sometime after midnight tonight. And then I will put the other two back up to full price. So if anybody is thinking that they want to scarf up Chief Books, do it soon. It's interesting, the sale itself has been relatively successful. It's been relatively, I don't know how long it's going to stick. I don't know how long the positive effect is going to last. But I've given a lot of quarter shares away. I mean, a lot. Half again as many as ever been bought. Almost half as many as have ever been listened to. And the goal is to have people who got all these free books buy their way up the line and get introduced to Ishmael Huang and increase the audience. I mean, that's the whole point of this exercise. The going into Kindle, signing on with Podium is to increase the reach of the brand. Now, the reality is that kind of free sale is only marginally effective. And by marginally, I mean maybe 10%, maybe 15%. A lot of people have bought books 2 and 3 at 99 cents. And I'm pretty sure most of those people bought the freebie or downloaded the freebie. Which means potentially almost 2,000 people are already in the pipeline because they bought the 99 cents. And we'll see if they continue when they have to go up to $4.95 for full price. It'll also be interesting to see how long the improved sales go. Half and Full are still in the top 20 in space opera. Their sales ranks are really quite high. Given the age of the book, given how old the book is, given how long the book has been around, it's definitely attracting new readers. So how many of the incremental number of people who have got the free book will follow it up the line, will read it and enjoy it enough to follow it up the line? I don't know. And whether or not it's enough to actually see any improvement is another question, or if it will be scattered across the time frame in a way that makes it impossible to see. So I don't know, it's an experiment. It's part of the 6 month Kindle Select, let's see what I'm missing experiment, wherein I'm doing a lot of things that I wouldn't normally do, trying a lot of things that I wouldn't normally try, in hopes that, you know, with this much of a backlist out there, with this much content available for people, some of these tools might be effective in helping new readers find my stories. Now the question is whether or not and how soon Podium will get their act together to get a book out. So far they haven't done the basic thing, which is to ask me how to pronounce names like Neris or Marguerite or Dunsany Rhodes. Ought to be pretty straightforward. Should probably drop them a note to tell them that it's not Wang. Because it would be tragic if they went to all the trouble of recording it with the wrong pronunciation. I'll have to try to remember to do that when I finally get home. It's chilly. I didn't walk yesterday. When I got up in the morning, I thought I was going to hurl. It was, I'm pretty sure I'm not pregnant, but it was very difficult for me to get beyond that sort of vertigo, nausea feeling, which lasted until well into late morning. And even by early afternoon, I was still moving very slowly. I don't know if I got a bug or something, but I took it easy yesterday, and in spite of that, managed to get through 3,000 more words, break the 25,000 barrier. I'm halfway to winning NaNoWriMo, and probably a third of the way through the book. I think this may be a short book. I don't know. I've got a lot of stuff. I've thrown a lot of balls into the air, and some of them are going to have to start coming down again here pretty soon, but I don't know what the implication of those landings are going to be, and I don't know how Natalia and her wingman Zoya are going to deal with those. Wir werden sehen, as we say in the old country. So anyway, oh yes, warmth, oh lordy. I made it around, I'm heading for the Monk Post now. It's sun's up, it's beating down, most of the trees have lost pretty much all their leaves. It's Monk Post. It's beautiful. It's a fall day. It's definitely a fall day. There's a nip in the air at 42 degrees, and barely that. It's probably warmed up some since I left the house, but it was like 40 degrees when I took the kid to school, and I gave it 2 points for the 20 minutes it took me to get over and back again, so still pretty chilly. Lots of leaves on the sidewalk. True Green is supposed to come today. Hope they haven't come while I was gone. My wife will be pissed. I don't know what they're going to do with the backyard between the bushes that I cut down a week ago and the leaves that have fallen since. It's kind of obscured. Oh, here he comes. The dog walker with the small dog. The daughter's dog, apparently.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. He's very friendly. He wants to be very friendly. But he's being carefully controlled. So, off we go. I don't know what's going to happen in the story today. I don't know what happened in the story yesterday. Just wrote words. We'll see if I can't get more words today. I'm walking along trying to think about what the story should be. And even as I recognize that that's a waste of brain cells, I can't help but be thinking about, okay, what am I going to do? I have to sit down and write something and I don't know what it is. We haven't even met the whole crew in this new ship because most of them aren't going to stick around. A few of them will show up again. And who knows, I may wind up restructuring the whole story. My big problem at this point is that a lot of the ooh stuff has happened too soon. I'm not sure it's in the right place. Which is okay, because I can move it later. And then I have to come up with something that's going to happen in its place. What I need to do, as I have told so many other people, and continue to say, is that I have to finish it first to see what I got. Then I can figure out what I might need to do to fix it. I need to get it ready so that I can hand it off to Karen Conlon December 1st for final edit, which means I need to get it to beta readers in the next couple of weeks, which will give me time to go back and start Seeker 2. We'll have a much better feel for toehold space and what happens in it. They're doing. I wonder if they're finally going to punch this road through. They've been threatening to run the road here that I live on out to the shopping center bypass. It's just half a mile on the other side of that field, and maybe they're getting ready to do that. I'm focusing on walking. I'm focusing on getting there as quickly as I can because I have, my stomach is growling. I'm building up too much heat in this parka. I need to get this off. I need to get into the house and get things cooking here this morning before the alarm goes off at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. I'm almost back. At any rate, here I am. I don't see any signs, I don't see any trucks, that's a good sign. But here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.